This Christmas, get ready for something truly magical as Yule Fest Kilkenny proudly presents the Irish debut of Starlight by Lux Morales, a 360-degree immersive light and sound show bringing you on a powerful journey into the heart of Christmas. For 8 spectacular nights from December 14th to 21st, the show will transform St. Canice's Cathedral into a breathtaking immersive world of sound and light. This is a Christmas event not to be missed. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours now at yulefestkilkenny.ie.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. You are listening to Jess Kelly here on News Talk. John Riley of TheEffect.net is still with me. Before the break, we were talking through all things gaming. Hopefully, we'll be able to squeeze in one more gaming slot before Christmas. So if you have any gaming-specific questions, if you have someone who's looking to get into gaming, if you're looking at gaming accessories as a gift, if you're looking for any form of inspiration, I'm putting John forward to answer them all. You can email techtalk@newstalk.com. But John, we're going to put gaming aside for a quick minute because, as hard as it is to believe, there are even more phones available now in the Irish market.
The refresh rate or the pace at which these manufacturers are bringing their devices to the market is just getting crazy now. We're talking about OnePlus in a second, but it is bananas. Because speaking of like the OnePlus in particular, what we're going to talk about, the OnePlus 13 launched just earlier this year in January, February in Ireland, and here we are talking about the OnePlus 15.
Used to be like 12 to 18 months between phones. Like, remember the cycle used to be so slow, and it was like an iPhone in September, a Samsung in February, and that's it. Your lot.
Yeah, and then whoever else was around in the Irish market at the time. It's fantastic to see these new manufacturers, these new device makers come into the Irish market, giving our listeners, giving the guys more option, more competition. And like I always say to people, I've always been an Android user. If you venture outside the iPhone ecosystem, outside that bubble, you don't know what you're going to be missing. Like you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
Because there's so many good offers and capabilities and features and camera specs and everything else that these devices come to the Irish market are fantastic.
So I know that you're a big sort of fan of both Oppo and OnePlus that we're going to talk through. So where do you want to start?
So we'll start with the Oppo brand.
Yes.
Because they kind of went quiet for a couple of years and they came back onto the Irish market, I think with the Find X7 or the X8, maybe the X8. And now here we are maybe a year later and we've got the Find X9 series that was kind of officially launched back in the tail end of October, and then throughout November it was available here in Ireland. I think as of right now, I want to say Currys have both models in stock for listeners. These phones really are now cream of the crop when it comes to camera specs, battery specs, cutting edge specs in general, especially the Find X9 Pro. So there was two devices, the X9 and the X9 Pro. Looking at the X9 Pro in particular, that is coming in at €1,319. So it's in the same ballpark as all the other flagships we have on available to us. Mm. But the real standout features here are the triple camera setup on the back of the Find X9 Pro. You've got a 50 megapixel main sensor, a 200 megapixel telephoto sensor.
Wow.
Like the stuff I've seen, I haven't got my hands on one just yet, but I'm working on it to put it to the test here for the Irish market. That the zoom lens on this thing is meant to be absolutely knockout, that you're never going to be stuck when you want to take a good photo. I think the other thing that most listeners don't realize is such a huge game changer is the battery spec that these new Chinese manufacturers are able to pack in. Just say the Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra that came out in February, that battery is 5,000 milliamp. Mm. This new Oppo Find X9 Pro is 7,500 milliamp. So it's 50, it's brand new battery tech called silicon carbon battery tech. I think that's what it is. I'm almost certain that's what it is.
Yeah.
These guys have just created a way to manufacture batteries that are a hell of a lot more densely packed in, but still they're no thicker or no larger than your iPhone or your Samsung or your Pixel. So the battery is like 3 or 4 days if you were to use it lightly.
The one of the common things that crops up anytime you and I are talking about phones, and it's been this way, I want to say, for 6 years, is that we're like, it's very hard to differentiate one phone from another phone. And like, yes, we've had innovation in terms of folding phones, but that battery innovation actually excites me, because my biggest pain point with my phone is, although the battery is good and can get me through a day, if I'm going from working from 6:30 in the morning to an event at night and I can't charge the phone, that's a pain in the face.
Yeah.
So that battery jump is sensational.
Yes. And I'm exactly on the same page as you. Like, cameras are getting better, but they can only get so much better. Screens, our eyes can only see so high a resolution. We've spoken about this multiple times. It really was the battery was always going holding back these powerful state-of-the-art devices. These guys, the Oppos, the OnePluses, the Xiaomis, the Honors, all the Chinese manufacturers are really pushing the charge on this to get a battery of that size into something that you wouldn't notice is any bigger, any heavier, any thicker than a normal phone is nowadays. Because you would assume bigger battery, heavier, bulkier. No, they've worked it and they're only making it better and better. So 7,500 is just insane. And I think especially that that's going to be available in the Irish market, because there's been a lot of discrepancies I've seen over the years, in the last number of years, with this new battery tech. For whatever reason, the Chinese version would get that huge, huge capacity. And due to some weird EU regulations and laws, we couldn't actually have a device with such a hugely huge capacity in a single... I don't know exactly the legal repercussions around why they couldn't stock them here or ship them here or whatever it was. But thankfully, Oppo have worked around it. And now we can get this 7,500 mAh battery in a device that's available on the Irish market. It's fantastic.
That is, like, incredibly exciting. And I do think, I'm just looking at the price point. So the X9, which has 7,025 milliamp battery, that's €1,079.
Yeah.
Then the one with 7,500 milliamp is the Pro version, and that's €1,319.
Yeah.
But again, if you put that side by side, it's the exact same. Their flagship.
Yeah, it's the same as the Samsung, a top of the range Samsung Galaxy S25. The iPhones are even maybe a bit more expensive than that. If you go with the RAM and the storage, you're getting 512 gigabits of RAM on both of those devices, so half a terabyte. You're not going to be stuck for space or power with 16 or 12 gigs of RAM. Yeah, that's a really, like, I'm very, very impressed. And
I'm excited about this. Yeah. I don't normally get excited by phones.
This one, and then the camera can back it all up. Like, they've worked this, these lenses, the 200 megapixel, it's almost like you have a teleconverter lens in your pocket to just get these incredible zoomed in shots. So yeah, very, very, I can't wait to get my hands on one.
Yeah, okay. So let's hold our breath for that review. And then briefly, we've got the OnePlus 15.
Yeah, so the funny thing is that Oppo, OnePlus, and Vivo is a brand that isn't directly available in Ireland. They're all part of a parent company called BBK Electronics. So they're the overarching company. So they're all kind of sister brands, especially OnePlus and Oppo here in the Irish market. These phones are very similar, quite literally, if you put them side by side, specs wise. They look kind of the same too, because they're coming out of the same parent company. But that's just, so you can kind of see the Oppo Find X9 being the real flagship, the photography master's device, whereas the OnePlus is more mainstream, a bit more gamer friendly also. Okay. They have a lot of stuff kind of in the back end to make it more of a gaming focused phone rather than a photography focused phone. You're still getting a huge battery in there, 7,300 milliamp hours.
Unbelievable. Like, do you remember batteries used to be like 3,000 to 4,000 and we'd be like, oh, 4,000.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. This is just incredible to see them getting this tech in there. You've got the latest Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 5 processor. So that is the cutting edge Snapdragon processor. That's just starting at €949. So under a grand for that battery, for that processing power. You've got 16 gigs of RAM, if I remember correctly. Really good bright display. Something I'm really nerdy and particular about is the bezels. This is total sado territory. But I remember iPhones always had incredibly thin, futuristic looking bezels. So it just looked like all screen. Both these phones have, I think, the same screen kind of technology, or the screen dimensions, that the bezels are thinner than an iPhone. So this thing is just 1 millimeter thin, like 1.15 millimeters if we're being very particular. Like, again, just to see that in my hand is going to be just, I'm going to fall in love, because it's just a flat, perfect little display with nothing to obstruct your view on the front of the device. You've still got the three cameras around the back. OnePlus have always been a popular brand, and they're really pushing forward with this, the 15 offering so quickly after the 13 and how successful that was.
Okay, I'm like genuinely excited about seeing these in person, getting to play with them, getting to see what the cameras can do as well. What phone are you using at the minute?
I'm still on the Xiaomi 15 Ultra.
So just take it out of your pocket there a second. I noticed it when you were showing me, like, it looks like the camera that I had when I was in first year in secondary school. It looks like one of those old digital cameras.
If your listeners look at the emoji for camera on their phone.
That's exactly what
it's,
it is.
It's the camera emoji on your phone. It's got the silver strip at the top and the black leather bottom with the big round camera lens. So that's what Xiaomi partner with Leica, the German photography. I think they're German photography brand.
Huawei used to partner with them, yes. Right? Do you remember the Leica lenses in the P20?
Exactly, and now it's a Xiaomi brand. And this phone I absolutely adore. Every photo you've seen on my Instagrams is...
I was going to say to you, so if you don't follow John on Instagram, do, because you always post gorgeous pictures of like Notions food and lovely things. But I've noticed in the last few weeks, you've been out and about quite a bit and the colours look so rich.
Yeah.
They don't look like, and this is something that I noticed with my Pixel 10 the other day, your photos don't seem to have been impacted by the phone making a decision that the blue should be this shade of blue. It all just feels very natural.
Yeah, and I think it's not only the processing power that Xiaomi's worked on, but also that the sheer brute force of how high quality the lenses physically built into the phone are. So it's not being sent off to a processor to go, do this, do this, do this. There's a 1-inch sensor. There's a huge, almost digital camera sized sensor in this mobile that I just fell in love with because it was giving me those clarity shots, those that the noise levels, like there's no like pixelation.
Yeah.
Everything is just a lot crisper, sharper, more in focus. And yeah, everyone like you kind of writes, like I was on a trip to Wales recently with my wife and daughter and I literally was taking photos and people were replying to Instagram and I was smug as when this happened, just going, what camera are you using? What is that? And I was telling them, they were like, oh, but you can see them switch off because it's not an iPhone.
No, but this could be the new P20 Pro, P30 Pro. Like we used to love that phone.
They were the best.
But nothing came close in terms of camera.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting that that has the Leica lenses built in. Yeah. That's obviously the key difference.
Yeah, the quality is just there no matter what. Like you can do all the AI algorithm processing in the background, but if the lenses aren't tweaked, tuned, and kind of the sheer brute force isn't there, you're kind of just wasting your time sometimes.
Yeah, I think the key difference in the thing that I noticed in the pics when you were in Wales was just the depth. Like, I don't know if you were in a forest or what it was, but you could kind of see the spacing of the trees. And I know that sounds like a really stupid thing to say, but sometimes if I take pictures on my phone,
it's flat.
It looks flat. Now, they're beautiful images. Yes. And again, they're crisp, but they're flat.
Yeah.
Whereas I could get the depth perception from your images.
And that's the image.
It's a weird thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, and that's what I love. And that's what I know people appreciate, like yourself. Yeah. And just the image sensor is so big. It's letting so much light in that you can get that nice bokeh effect, both foreground, background, and it looks like a proper camera photo.
Oh, lads, this could be the most exciting phone era in quite some time.
It really is. It's just great. And they're making their way to the Irish market too. To get this model that I'm using, the Ultra model, again, would be something that was relegated to just the Chinese market.
Yeah.
And here we are. I think it's available in Harvey Norman, maybe 1,300-1,400 euro. Like, I always recommend it to everyone, but to have this ultra top of the line Xiaomi device available here locally is just the best. And I think all these other manufacturers, I think Oppo will be bringing out a Find X9 Ultra, and I just really hope that itself will make its way to the Irish market too, because we just, you know, we appreciate having the cutting edge available to us on our doorstep.
Yeah, big time. Right, we're going to try and get you in once more before Christmas.
Sounds
and
good.
We will do a gaming gift guide and any other questions, you throw them in techtalk@newstalk.com. Don't forget, you can head to theeffect.net and read all of John's reviews there. For the moment, John Riley, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jess.
This Christmas, get ready for something truly magical as Yule Fest Kilkenny proudly presents the Irish debut of Starlight by Lux Morales, a 360-degree immersive light and sound show bringing you on a powerful journey into the heart of Christmas. For 8 spectacular nights from December 14th to 21st, the show will transform St. Canice's Cathedral into a breathtaking immersive world of sound and light. This is a Christmas event not to be missed. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours now at yulefestkilkenny.ie.